Programming can be fun, maybe fun. I think programming is fun. Svelte is a nice example, as it is simple, and it comes with a neat interactive tutorial that can really get a person started. Vue.js has a step-by-step tutorial as well. The React tutorial is a bit crazy, but you know, it's okay. When learning from interactive tutorials, there is no one to make you hurry or stand over you. And you know, by learning bits of programming, you begin remembering that you are super smart. Schools kind of trick us into thinking that we are only as good as our grades. And programming can really, really remind us that we are just as good as all the smart people. The tutorials show what real education is really like. The speed at which you learn is completely, totally, through and through influenced by what you know. The more you know, the more carefully you will go. It may be easy to memorize everything on day one, but it is not good because you have to dream. You have to make room to dream everything up, to build great scaffolds in your mind and your imagination. Today, often, programming starts with the web page, and Svelte shows you everything step by step. Especially when they show you a reactive button in section 2 under reactivity assignments. And complicated graphics are always nearby. With a program like P5.js, you can really get into math and graphics and generative art. You can even fuse sound with graphics and infinity. It wouldn't be too hard to explain math this way. Computer math can be amazing. Everything is always moving and you can see what you are working on. Sigma summation is my favorite example, and you should get angry. Teachers preoccupied you with trivial math, where there were entire worlds waiting to be discovered. Maybe you could have an attractor named after you, or something amazing like that. A fractal? In the world of computers, all the boring calculations are done for you. You may begin your daydreams in radians of the unit circle. First, you reinvent the vectors so that you paint the way you want to paint. But then, not long after, you will get tired of painting and you will reinvent magnets or attractors or strange attractors. Just like there is no limit to your intelligence when you explore on your own and learn for real. Like when you visit a new city and the map is right before you and you have no trouble navigating or remembering or understanding anything. There's also no limit to how far programming can take you. And even better, there is no limit to how far you can take programming.